believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Detroit and earned degrees in criminal justice and public administration. For 6 years, she held various leadership positions with United Way. Earlier this year, she became the CEO and president of Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Metropolitan Detroit. She's devoted her life to at-risk children, and her mantra is, you don't have to change your life to change theirs. Her name, Dara Munson, and I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible, presented by Trust in Us on News Talk 760, WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Now here's Jack.
We're talking to Dara Munson, the CEO and president of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metropolitan Detroit.
Good evening. Thank you.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your parents?
Sure. I am a native Detroiter, born and raised on the west side of the city. I have an older sister, a younger brother, and was raised by two wonderful, spiritual, loving, and quite ambitious parents. My mother is from Mississippi, by way of Chester, Pennsylvania, and has a very remarkable spirit and very focused on making a difference in her field of work, which is healthcare. And my stepfather was a wonderful man. Unfortunately, he's passed away, but I was raised in a family that was focused on education, and it wasn't if but where you'll get your education. Higher education was very, very important, and had a very comfortable and loving childhood. Was very close with my siblings and just enjoyed life as an inner city young person.
Your mom is an amazing lady. What do you admire most about your mom?
That's a tough question because there's so many things that I admire about her. The one that I would probably have to lift up would be her ability to see past any challenge, whether it's professional, personal. She has the ability to see herself victorious through anything and has used that strength in her life. And I've seen her do amazing things through odds that I would probably maybe crumble under, probably not now that I have her strength, but I would have to lift up the fact that she has the strength and the fortitude to see past any challenge and really exudes that strength in her daily life.
We're talking to Dara Munson. Dara, you get a Master's of Science from Central Michigan in public administration, then you go to Eastern and you get a criminal justice degree. Why those fields?
I was originally interested, my bachelor's degree is in criminal justice, and was originally interested in becoming an attorney. Really saw myself going to law school and becoming a criminal attorney. That was my plan from high school throughout college. And once I graduated from college, I early on committed myself to a life of service and was drawn to the nonprofit sector and just decided to go ahead and pursue a master's degree in public administration to give myself the foundation, the educational background that would match my desire to be of service to my region, to my community. And I'm very, very happy, have not looked back, I'm very happy with the decision that I made with those two degrees.
You went to work for Wayne County, Department of Community Justice. What did you do for them?
It was a very interesting time in my life. I actually worked in the Wayne County Jail Division 3 in Hamtramck and worked with male felon population, working with them on dealing with the issues that they needed to in order to get themselves back on track, and trying to help them prepare for their release from jail, whether it's receiving substance abuse treatment or GED, working with them on a daily basis to make sure they had the services in their life that they needed, hopefully to not recidivate and come back to jail. So didn't want to see them again, so wanted to do the best job that I could up front in helping them deal with whatever issues it was that landed them in the jail in the first place, and was very close in working with the court system and the jail staff to make sure that these inmates had the things in place that they needed so that they wouldn't see that revolving door and come back into jail.
You leave that, you go to United Way of Southeastern Michigan. You worked there for 6 years, many different roles.
Yes.
Share that experience.
I decided, or as I was working with the population in the jail, realized that there was another aspect to being of service, and I wanted to have the opportunity to see how decisions were made around funding for health and human services, and had the opportunity to do that at United Way, working with over 100 nonprofit organizations that serve Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties, and providing good stewardship of the funds that the community donated to United Way at the time, and working with agencies on their United Way funding, their programs, and the application of the funds, and really making sure that the services that United Way funded were provided in the best way, in the most efficient and effective way, and learned a lot about nonprofit governance and structure and the way programs should be provided in order to be of the most impact to the community.
You had a great future there. They thought the world of you. Why did you leave?
I still think I'm in the family with United Way, and I see my United Way colleagues quite often. But having been a big sister for 2 years, I attended several events through Big Brothers Big Sisters, and was presented with the opportunity and certainly had the interest in pursuing the position of president and CEO, as my predecessor was leaving for a different opportunity.
We're talking to Dara Munson. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
This is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR with Jack Krasula.
We're with Dara Munson, the CEO and president of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metropolitan Detroit. Dara, you leave United Way in May. You take this new role. Talk about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metropolitan Detroit.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metro Detroit is one of over 400 local affiliates of Big Brothers Big Sisters of America. We are the largest mentoring organization in the state of Michigan, and right now we actually are on task to serve about 1,400 young people this year. And our mission is literally to provide a mentor for every young person who needs and wants one, because we know that mentoring works. We know that anyone who's achieved any level of success had someone in their life other than a parent who provided them with opportunities or exposed them to situations or positive experiences that they would not have otherwise been exposed to. And what we want to do is create that type of relationship for young people in our region who need and want and deserve a positive role model to help them reach their potential.
In your role as CEO president, what do you do all day?
Well, as with most nonprofits, I wear many, many hats, and there's never a dull day, but the majority of my time is spent at providing administrative oversight to the staff. And I work very, very hard to make more friends for the organization, friends in recruiting mentors and friends in financial support. And so it's my job, it's my responsibility to make sure that our message is clear, to make sure that the message is reaching the right people and the right amount of people, to ensure that operation is such that we are serving our young people in the best possible way, being efficient and effective, and really to help bring financial support to this organization to sustain the work so that we can perpetuate our work and what we do. Because we know we do a fantastic job, but if you do a fantastic job and nobody knows it, then you're really only serving yourself. So we want to be sure that we're serving the community in the best possible way.
At United Way, one of your roles was doling out the money. So you sat behind the desk and you had all of these non-for-profits coming, begging you for money. Now you're sitting on the other side of the desk asking for money. Mm-hmm. Talk about the change.
Mm-hmm. At United Way, I worked with a team of very wonderful individuals, especially corporate volunteers, in making decisions, very critical decisions on funding and where funding should go and how it can be used in the best possible way. Being back in service delivery, it feels different in that you're absolutely right. I'm seeking financial support from various sources. The difference, though, is I am touching the lives of the people that I'm seeking support for. And it feels very, very fulfilling to go home and know that something I did that day will actually impact a life. And I believe the experience of being a big sister helps me to tell the story in a way that I might not be able to if I wasn't a volunteer before I actually thought about joining the organization. So my commitment and my dedication to the mission is first and foremost in my mind because I live it. I truly live it every day. And so I don't necessarily have a challenge with raising money because I know that the work we do is so important, not only for the young people, but for building stronger communities.
Currently 1,400 children, a staff of 23. You have 125 children waiting for a mentor. What's your biggest challenge today?
Our biggest challenge today, and really unfortunately, is not a new conversation, is that of the recruitment and retention of male volunteers, of the young people that are ready to be matched with a mentor through Big Brothers Big Sisters. 75% to 80% are always young boys, and they tend to wait somewhere between 200 and 270 days for a mentor. We don't want our young people to have to experience or celebrate a birthday on our waiting list. We'd like to get them in the door and interviewed and ready for a mentor, and we would like to match them with a mentor within 2 weeks to a month. Our challenge is recruiting men who we know can make the difference in the life of these young boys, but for whatever reason, maybe are contemplating and have not taken that next step. So it's not a new conversation. We're just thinking through new ways to deal with that challenge.
If there's a listener tonight, a man, who says it's right near Christmas, I know I should give back, it's the time of giving, but Dara, I love to watch football, you know, my life is busy. What do you say to him?
Mm-hmm. Very, very clearly, the message is you don't have to change your life to change his. If you like to watch football, he will watch football with you. If you need to shovel the snow, unfortunately it is coming, he will shovel the snow with you. You do not have to make a change in your life to make a change in his. All you do show up as who you are, and we will take the guesswork out of it for you. So if you have that inclination, or if you're so moved to give, we ask you to take that step, and we'll provide support and activities and ideas, so that we literally take the guesswork out of it. You just show up, and we provide the vehicle for you to give back.
What do you say to somebody who says, I got enough challenges in my life. I don't need more challenges.
Mm-hmm. I would say to that person, being a mentor is not a challenge. Being a mentor is being yourself and sharing with a young person the gifts that you have, even some of the challenges that you've gone through. It's not that they need to see you in all your success and all your glories. It's okay for a young person to see you going through challenge, because that in and of itself is an invaluable lesson.
What are the biggest benefits of a mentor to a mentee?
Well, actually, the benefits are twofold and go both ways. One of the benefits is simply knowing that you've made a difference. Most people don't realize the difference that they can make in the life of a young person, in their mentee. So beyond that personal growth, that self-satisfaction that you've actually done something to help another individual without payment or without the expectation of payment, we provide several opportunities for volunteer appreciation, networking opportunities, personal growth opportunities. There's time for our mentors to get their corporations or companies involved. So the package of benefits is very, very strong and very solid. And it really is just taking the gifts that you have and sharing them with another person. And it's very simple to do.
We're talking to Dara Munson. When we come back, we'll ask her, what do the children get out of this? And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.